Morning, Simon.
Tell me about your friend. Who cares for them?
So, lovely Rachel looks after Royston Rachel Hedgehog Hotel, which she set up about 11 years ago now. And she's incredible. She takes in so many hedgehogs, probably too many, bless her. But it's so full on. I mean, already this year, she's had over 330 admits come in. So that's probably way over 350 now since I spoke to her last week. But yeah, she's getting calls all the time. You know, a lot are coming in because they're out during the day, which usually means hedgehog out during the day is not okay. So yeah, she gets lots of sort of interest and calls, which is really great. I think people are a bit more aware of hedgehogs now. You know, they are on the extinction list, so they do need our help. You know, even doing simple things like putting a shallow bowl of water out. You know, hedgehogs can get dehydrated so quickly. So yeah, they do really need our help.
I think a lot of people panic sometimes though when they see a hedgehog in the garden, because you don't know whether it's okay, you don't know whether it's in distress, and you don't know what to do. You're not sure whether you should touch it.
That's it, yeah. I think because of these prickly, you know, looking creatures, I think people do worry about them. But, you know, they're so gentle. Like, you know, hedgehogs, I don't think, hedgehogs bite. I've never been bitten by a hedgehog. But I think it is just important to get, you know, advice from a rescue first before touching the hedgehog. The only exception out during the day is usually in, you know, the mum, and it's breeding season and the mum's out and she's looking for fresh food or nesting material for her babies. But, you know, that mum will be of a decent size. You know, she'll be looking with intent. She'll be moving around. You know, she'll be very active. So usually you can tell if they're poorly. They're a bit more hunched. They're usually a bit more curled up. Their shape is withdrawn as well, rather than being like a nice round ball. They look more withdrawn. So yeah, usually any out during the day, it is always best to get in touch with a rescue. And most of the time, you know, they do tend to have internal parasites. I think Rachel said this year at least 97% that have come into her care have had internal parasites, so mainly from eating slugs and worms, and then they need to receive sort of medication to help with that burden before they can then go back out again.
And the thing is, Rachel not only gives up her time to do this, but her own money to make sure that the hedgehogs are safe and well.
She does, bless her. She's so, it costs around £35 per hedgehog, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on, you know, what sort of condition they're in when they come in. She does get some with really bad strimmer wounds, also some with some bad dog bites as well. So it's just important that they, you know, receive that medical attention as soon as possible, because they can get things like fly strike really easily. So, which then becomes, you know, quite life-threatening for them. So, yeah, I think it was about, for the past 8 years, she's pretty much been using all her own funds, apart from the odd bit of money that's been donated. But in the past couple of years, she has sort of got a real good volunteer system come forward that are helping with stalls and, you know, markets for her and sort of promoting her, as well as raising some money and getting some funds in, which is sort of why I want to do this bike ride as well. You know, I want to support her and I want to get some funds in for the hedgehogs, because, you know, what she does is just phenomenal. She's always on the end of the phone, you know, even for advice. So yeah, I think support is really important, especially in the local community with our charities.
Leah's bike ride is this Saturday, so we're what, 5 days away, and you're going to bike 23 miles for the cause.
I am, yes, which is hopefully going to go towards an incubator, which is around £700 each. Incubators are really important because the hedgehogs need to get nice and warm before they start eating again if they have been poorly or been outside. So she uses pretty much incubators most of the time when any hedgehog comes in, you know, just to get them in there, warm them up, make them feel a little bit better, get the oxygen going as well. But yeah, I haven't actually done any real training, so it's going to be interesting.
Where's this bike challenge going to take you?
So I'm starting from Dirtenham, and then I'll be going through Sandringham, up through Castle Rising. I'll then be going through King's Lynn, up towards Saddlebow, back roads from Saddlebow, then taking me into Watlington, Monkton Holm, then coming round up into Downham, and then going towards the end of Downham. So Royston End is where I'll be finishing my challenge, which is at actual Royston Hedgehog Hotel.
And I notice you haven't said what time you're going to finish, so it's just going to be at your leisure, but you're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. It could be an all-day thing at this rate. Last time I was out on my bike was right at the start of October, and it was literally just biking up to the village. But I will do it, and I'll try and do it in the best time that I can.
Oh, it doesn't matter, as long as you do it and you raise all the awareness, and you're doing that now, which is brilliant. And I know that you're nearly at your target. How can people get you there and beyond?
I'm just over 400 now, so we put the target as 500, but I would like to be able to fully get the incubator for Rachel with everyone's help. So a massive thank you for everyone that has donated so far, you know, even sharing the link, you know, getting word around about Hedgehog. Sorry, that's my cat. You know, it's really important anyway, getting some awareness out there as well as raising some funds. So hopefully you'll pop my link on your website. That would be really handy. And yeah, it's on Rachel's Royston Hedgehog Hotel Facebook page as well, so you can always just pop onto there and tap up the link, and you can also donate directly to Rachel as well. Probably if you give her a call, I'm sure she'll be able to take donations that way.
No, don't worry, we'll make it simple. We'll put it on the podcast page a little bit later, and there'll be a link for you to donate some money for the Hedgehog Hotel. This Leah, lovely lady chatting to me right now, going to be biking 23 miles on Saturday. Good luck, hope it goes well, and fingers crossed you reach that target as well.